mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your celebrating couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is June 23rd, 2014.
And it's my birthday! Woo! Woo! This is episode 161 of the Valentine Cast. And yes, you have heard the word, which is the bird. But it is my birthday.
And it is.
And it's also Alachia's birthday. Not.
She made her awesome line.
Her and Azix's video made my day. It was pretty good. They had a birthday hat. I like the birthday hat.
Oh, they had a birthday hat.
That's awesome. It was super
cute. Did she twerk it in the birthday video?
She didn't.
Not twerking.
And I have to say thank you to everyone that wished me happy birthday. I felt the outpouring of love from you all. And it's kind of shocking a little bit to think I am 1 year away from 40.
It's such a nice, even number.
It is. 39 is divisible by 3.
I know.
13 times.
But 40? You're going to love me in 40 because 40, it's just 40. You know.
Right.
It's a nice cutoff.
Right.
And so... Are you going to be officially middle-aged at 40? Is that when middle age starts now?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Is that the new middle age?
I don't know, but it's weird thinking of you as middle-aged.
You know, it's kind of weird. I feel like maybe I shouldn't be playing games and stuff like that because I've never felt that way.
It's just me thinking.
It's like if I go back and think, do I think that I will still be playing games at 40?
Oh, like if you
now back
like
then,
your 16-year-old self.
Yeah, my 16-year-old self. I think my 16-year-old self probably not, to be honest.
Well, I wasn't playing games at 16, but my 19-year-old self, yes.
Yeah, when I got into college and stuff like that, I definitely could see that.
I knew I didn't want to stop playing.
Yeah.
At that age. So.
Yeah, and you know. I think Alachia says it best that I'll always be young at heart.
You do. You're silly, and you make me laugh every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about and everything. But speaking of Alachia and everyone else, hello to those in the chat room tonight.
Hi, chat room.
So who do we have with us?
We have Zabi and Udella and Muhogan.
Uh-huh. And we always also have Diddy and Jimmy Marbles.
And Alachia.
And Alachia. So I'm gonna take a swing. I think Azix is probably watching too, or he either has us on and we're just background noise to his Stargate show, whatever show that is. I can't remember, but I listened to Jimmy's show this morning.
Him and
Willie Buckshot. They were listening to her show from the 13th, and they had this one clip on there of siblings fighting over a remote control or something, and I fell out laughing because
we used to fight.
It was hilarious. He's like, the one little kid's like, "I knocked the heck out of you."
It was an actual video.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what me and my sister used to fight over. Only old schoolers will remember this. The TV remote that was wired into the TV and it had the slider. The slider went from like 2 to like 60 or something like that. So we would one of us would have a finger on one side and the other one had a finger on the other side. It's like we were playing, we were finger wrestling, trying to get the little thing to where I wanted. So
right.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, and so a lot you listen to, this is her first time listening to the Hush Show, and she's talking. If you guys want to listen to the Hush Show, you have to. It's so hilarious. I mean, Jimmy and Willie Buckshot just crack me up. He talks about his remote control. Him and his sister are fighting over remote control. Mm-hmm. And he's giving a description of remote control. Now, you know Jimmy's a little bit older than I am. A
little bit.
And the remote control that him and his sister were fighting over, as he describes it, was the size of a mini TV.
So is this Jimmy? Is the video Jimmy fighting?
No. Oh. No.
I was like, they got video Jimmy fighting?
No. Okay. But Willie Buckshot's mom or someone found a tape of some stuff that him and Jimmy had did at the, early on. So some pre-Hush Show stuff. But yeah, it's some...
Yeah, it had a wire. Well...
Yeah, it had a wire.
Well, so it was different than the kind I'm talking about. It didn't have a slider. It had buttons, right?
Oh, yeah, it had a wire.
No. I'm saying it had buttons like they're most we have now, but it was wired, right?
I don't know. I don't remember. Because
I know the one I had was wired and it had a slider on it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you wanted to go from channel 2 to channel 60, it was zip. Really? Do you remember that?
Huh.
Okay.
No.
You talk.
Well, you have to understand. I'm gonna find it. Y'all had cable early, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get cable until I was in high school. That's when my grandparents got cable. I didn't have cable growing up. I just had regular old WXII, CBS, NBC, 45, which was a UHF, which was Fox, which is probably Fox now. But... they show stuff like Gunsmoke. That's the one that showed Gunsmoke, Sanford and Son.
All right.
Tarzan.
Look in the chat room. That's the remote that we have for our cable TV. Bam.
Really?
Yeah. So I would have my finger on one end of the slider and Deidre's fingers on the other end of the slider. And whoever was strongest trying to... and you could get your finger pinched in there. But...
that is hilarious.
Yep, that's what we had.
Okay, that is awesome. Wow. That, man. Oh, and Diddy said he grew up with a satellite dish. Okay. I had a cousin that had a satellite dish. Now, this isn't a satellite dish that sits on top of your house like they do now. This is one of those big ass.
I remember. Someone down the street had one.
18 foot.
Okay, Jimmy Marble's remote control is even older than the one I had. Wow, he posted a picture of his. That's even older than mine. But I know the exact kind of a satellite dish you had because someone down the street from us had that huge satellite dish.
Okay, so this remote control that Jimmy put in, so it has these little levers on there. So do you, like, push the lever up and you hit 2CQ or something like that to...
Now I don't know.
That looks like an 8-track.
I don't know. I've never seen this kind before.
Me Jim either. Marbles
had me by a couple years, I believe. So it's a little older than the one I'm used to.
Man, y'all were rolling in the dough. All y'all rolling the dough.
Rolling in the dough?
We all growing up. I'm a poor country boy.
Whatever.
Got my antenna. And I had that antenna box on top. All we had, our remote control of the TV was that antenna box. And you turn it, you go so that the antenna would turn. So if it's on east, you'll turn it till it says south, and then it goes inch, 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 and you can hear the antenna up top turning.
So Elijah said we were spoiled rich kids with satellite and cable, but let me tell you, one year when I was like, I don't know, 8, we went on vacation to my grandma's house.
Right.
We came back. We magically had the Disney Channel.
Really?
From nowhere. And my parents didn't report it. So we stole the Disney Channel for the longest time.
Well, I'll admit, when my grandmother finally did get cable, the cable box was right up above the house. And I had heard if you go up and you take the little adapter off, mm-hmm. which was a filter, Well, it wasn't a filter. It was a block. It blocked the channels you're not supposed to have. So if you go up and take that off and put the cable back on, you get all the channels.
So did you do it?
Yeah. So I would go up there in the evening when it was dark. I'll lift it up. I'll take it off and I'll plug it back in. And
you did every day?
No.
Oh, you said
so. I would do it for a little bit, and then I let it run for like a week. Then I put it back on for a week.
Why?
Because I didn't want the cable people to come out and see.
How'd you know when they were gonna come?
I didn't.
So they could have came out on the day and the week that you.
Yeah, they could have.
What kind of thinking is that? I would take it out for a week and put it back on.
I don't know. I just
that's a kid thinking.
It was, but so, we had HBO because I did that. Well, I mean, so we didn't get stuff like Skinamax or any of those other shows.
And I remember, the TV Guide did, it's TV Guide, but we also had the TV Guide that came in a newspaper.
Like, oh, just the news? Oh, TV Weekly.
No. It was, we didn't get TV Guide, but we got, like, they, like, in the newspaper, the one that came in the feature section.
It was called TV Weekly, wasn't it?
No, it was just in the feature section of the regular newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And it would tell you everything that came on the cable. Because there were only, like, 42 channels. So it gave you everything that was coming on for all week during prime time or something like that. It was
awesome. That, and then you if you got the paper every day. You would have
we did get the paper every day.
There was a guide in there for that day as well. Yep,
that's what we had.
Yeah, so.
It was for every day you get, and you know. Man, back in the day.
Well, woo! Thank you, Jimmy.
Look at us talking.
For making us reminisce.
The way back.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Man, satellite.
Mm-mm-mm. I was jealous of the satellite people.
I know, because they had penthouse.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, I would try to watch a little.
You would try squint. To watch through the stuff.
I was trying to see boobs, but I don't think it worked. It was hilarious.
Oh man, I tell you, those were some days.
Those were back in the day.
Man, so yeah, I wouldn't going back now and looking. I mean, in high school days, I wouldn't think that I would still be playing games, but I am now.
Yeah.
And I don't see when I'll stop. I mean, it's gonna be a part regardless. I don't know if it'll migrate more to iPads and portable games. But right now, I'm still having the ball and Diablo and everything. So, like I said, today's my birthday.
It is Jay's birthday today on show day.
Yeah, so we did some celebrating this weekend. We had a little cookout with the Crockers. We had the hamburgers and the hot dogs and cake from Costco.
What'd your cake look like?
It had a dinosaur on it. Mm. And it said, "Happy 39th birthday, Jay." And the dinosaur said, "Rawr." So that was pretty awesome. The funny part was when Renee and I cashed out of Costco, the lady had audacity. Mm. She didn't have audacity, but she said.
Audacity.
She said, what did she say? "That's a cute cake for a 39-year-old. And I wanted to be like, don't judge me.
She was judging.
She was judging me hard because I had a nice dinosaur cake. I think she was just jealous.
She was jealous because no one got a dinosaur cake for her.
Shoot, my dinosaur cake was awesome. And he said raw.
It did say raw. And it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
We really enjoyed it. And then, on the way out of Costco, someone said, "Oh, when do you do?" I was like, August 7th. And it's the first time I knew it was coming. The woman said, "Oh, there has to be more than one in there." I was like, "Ugh." Yeah, there is. But if it wasn't more than one in there, I could have been like crazy offended. But
right,
I still should have been crazy offended because what if there was just one?
Well, she said, "Are you on your way?"
She said,
"Are you on your
like,
way? Are you on your way to the hospital?
Are y'all on the way to the hospital?" No, I'm just walking. I got weeks. I said, "I have weeks to go." And she was like, "Must be more than one in there."
Yeah. So Alachia asked, "Was the cake a jab at me being old?"
No.
And the old fossil.
I asked you what you wanted.
Nah, the cake was me just having like
having
I think,
fun.
I think Alachia said it in the chat room that I'm seriously young at heart or something
you
like
are.
That.
And you thought that was the most adorable thing they had.
Yeah.
Who wants a boring design?
So I was like, I don't want no cake with mountains and balloons. I'm looking through there. I'm like, Renee, I want the dinosaur. Because awesome. You know why?
Okay.
It's awesome.
I was like, okay.
And then at the last minute, I said, Renee, I want the dinosaur to say rawr. Can you see if they can
so
do
I that? Called Costco. I had to tell them how to spell rawr. And they were like, well, we'll see if we can fit it on there.
And they did.
And they did.
That was awesome. That was awesome. So
we had a fun time.
We had a great time. We had a great time.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out and everything.
Eating
and then,
good food. That's where best. We did nursery stuff.
No, and we
weekend.
Did nursery stuff. So
we
I just
did nursery
you know
stuff.
Before we go into that, I just again, you know, want to thank everyone. That with the online baby shower, especially Zabi, Udella, Donald, Clark, and Kim, you know, for organizing it, and everyone else pitching in. It was just absolutely amazing. We got the nursery was filled up, and we finally got everything sorted out and got stuff on the walls, got beds made.
Yeah, the beds are made. We had to take the sheets off to put the pads on, but at least they're made.
Right. So we did that, and then
I wonder if we wasted money on that.
On what?
On the pads, because the
no.
Okay,
we're fine. And then also those that gave gift cards, thank you so much. We'll be posting the picture of the boxes that show up.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
And
we took, you know, you were able to fill in some spots and gaps that we missed.
Yeah, the twins will have everything that they need to start this life out right, and it's thanks to you guys.
Right.
We really
and,
appreciate it.
You guys and, you know, our baby shower from mid-May and then the one your mom threw as well. You know, just want to thank everyone, you know, for being in our lives and thinking so much of us to, you know, give us stuff.
Don't
know.
Start crying.
I'm not. Damn it.
We had a show to do.
You know what? It's my birthday. I can cry if
it's
I want.
It's my birthday.
And I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
You would cry too if it happened to you.
Da, 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 da. So, don't tell me I can't cry. That's just wrong.
I'll tell you everything I want to do.
Nah, but so we did get the nursery together and everything.
Kinda. It's not done yet.
Yeah, it's not quite done.
Still stuff.
Yeah, there's still some stuff to do. We gotta figure out diapers. You know, we got because our diapers are stacked up on the dresser, so
we could make room in the closet.
So there's pictures that you guys haven't seen yet because there's like diapers stuck in the corner. And I mounted the monitor camera, the camera up on the wall.
Yeah, we can like watch our daughters from our iPhone.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, did that. We played a little Diablo and we watched the television that we'll talk about and everything else. But
yeah, it was a relaxing weekend.
Oh, and another thing that I did do on my birthday. Finally, let me just show you guys this. Look here. It is 77 in the office, and you're probably like, man, that seems kind of warm. But you know what? That's 7 degrees cooler than our last show. It is also about 10 degrees cooler than Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I finally broke down and bought a window air conditioner for the office. So that's what I did, and it was actually a pretty good.
It was a good idea.
It was a good choice to do. This AC is amazing. Let me just tell you, it's amazing. It was only like $100. Well, I had some birthday money,
right?
So it was like $119 total. Well, that's what how much it cost from Lowe's, and it's only 5,000 BTU, which is all I need. And it also, it's going to save us money because the central air would run all day. Because I'm in the office trying to keep everything cool as much as I can. But now, don't have to run the central air as much during the day when I'm working here, and I have the AC going and just the door closed. So Toby came in here and chilled out up under Renee's desk, and I didn't know. I walked out, closed the door, and he was by the door waiting for me to...
Oh, you didn't know he was in here?
Yeah, I didn't
know. How long was he in here?
I don't know.
Poor thing.
He was all right.
He was like, abandoned me.
Oh, I went up front to go get my food, and I came back, and I was like, oh, no, where was I going?
Him.
I was getting ready to go mow the yard, and I was like, Toby. And I couldn't find him, and I came back, and I was like, oh, there he is. So, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, so, that was
our weekend. Very, very relaxing.
Yeah, it seemed like did something Friday, but I don't recall.
I didn't do anything Friday.
All right, let's go ahead and get into some media then, since I already talked about our air conditioner.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
So, one of the movies that we watched this weekend was the Lego Movie.
We did watch the Lego Movie.
So we watched the Lego Movie last night.
After hearing about it so much.
Yep. What do you think about it?
I thought it was cute. It was cute. There's the parts that I laughed. There are a lot of famous people. I mean, it had Liam Neeson, and he's hardly ever in a funny role.
Right.
Let me see if he's ever been in a funny role. What did you think about it?
It was pretty good. I could see where people were like, it's just a big advertisement for Legos. And it's like,
duh.
Heck, Lego, all the Lego video games are big advertisement for Legos.
Huh. Also. I didn't know that he also did the Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Yeah. Yep, I didn't know that.
You know everything.
No, I don't know everything, but I know he did that.
He was in Anchorman 2.
Huh, he was? Interesting.
See? Stuff we... We didn't watch Anchorman 2, I don't think.
No, that just came out recently.
No, okay. Ponyo. He was in Ponyo. Remember Ponyo?
Ponyo.
The little girl that changed into like a fish. Anime. Barely. Kind of, okay.
Barely.
All right, well. Father Sean. You know Father Sean in our The Simpsons game?
Yes.
He played Father Sean in The Simpsons 2005.
Nice.
See, the stuff you just look when you just glance at... Anyway, so it was good. It had Chris Pratt and had the chick from Community, and I can't remember her name now. The
chick from Community is also in Mad Men.
Yeah, but I'm sure someone
else. Trudy from Mad Men.
Mad Men. So I liked it. It was cool.
Yep. We watched that. We finished up United States of Terror.
We did finish it.
Yep.
And so. It got canceled.
We got canceled after the third season, but they were able to tie a majority of the loose ends together. You know, so everybody's story kind of came together. Tara's story, pretty much, I mean, she's going, they're going somewhere. So it kind of closes out that.
You don't get the finite.
You know, she's in the grave, and here's how everything went down, you know?
right. So, I mean, but it was interesting. They did close up some loopholes, and I really enjoyed the show. It's sad to see it go. Toni Collette is an amazing actress.
She is so awesome.
And I love seeing her work. So, I'll be looking out for her in the future.
Right. I think, going back real quick, thinking about Lego Movie, Batman was pretty funny.
Batman was funny.
The space guy was funny.
Oh, yeah.
The astronaut.
Well, it was super funny when he made his spaceship.
Yeah.
Spaceship.
So, yeah.
I didn't remember to say that on the podcast tomorrow. Spaceship.
Yeah.
Spaceship.
So, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So, we saw that. We watched some Weeds.
We did watch some Weeds.
We finished season one of Weeds. Which is pretty good. I'm starting to like a lot of the 30-minute shows that's on our list.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they're just that right amount that if we want to watch two, we can. You know, and I feel like we made an accomplishment. I have also started watching Star Trek The Next Generation starting in season one. I have started that, you know, kind of on my when I have time. But actually, I kind of stopped that today because I brought in my Bluetooth speakers today. And since I've been working from home, I haven't really been listening to podcasts like I want to. So I brought in my Bluetooth speakers, got my iPhone, and I started, you know, knocking some podcasts out. So it was really cool to be able to have my speakers here, listen to podcasts, and work and stuff. So I think that's what I'm going to start doing a little bit, because I kind of miss hearing what's going on for everybody, you know.
And yeah, podcasts are a way to keep in touch.
Yep.
In a way.
And then I listened to the Diablo show.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Yep. It's pretty good. I have been listening to that one. That was one that I have been listening to via the website. But Alachia, she called in on the last one, and she was giving some tips on ways of enchanting gear. And it was a very good segment that she did. And
look at her.
She joked me on my chip diamonds.
She joked you on the Diablo show?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was awesome.
That's messed up.
It was a nice touch.
That's hilarious.
I really liked it. It made me smile. I was mowing the yard sweating, and it made me smile.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to tell her like she did a great job. But yeah, the show's pretty good. It's kind of a cool format because Scott's doing it by himself, you know?
I really enjoy his... Diary of a Cartoonist, which he does by himself as well.
So. Right. And then speaking of Diablo 3, we did play some.
We did.
And someone on this show got their 6-piece jade set.
I am now a jade witch doctor.
And before I even say that, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing Act 1 bounties, trying to get this Royal Ring of Grandeur that I want for my ant people. So a couple weeks ago, Jimmy logs in. I'm like, hey, Jimmy, you want a free Act 1 cash? Jimmy's like, yeah. So he comes in. I turn in the quest material. He opens it up. He gets the damn ring. I get nothing. I've already been farming this ring for 2 weeks so far. Then, a few days later, I get a tweet in the middle of the night. Hawkito got his ring. For his demon hunter. So last week I was finishing up my act one, and Renee logged in. I said, hey babe, you want this free act one cash? And she said sure. She logs in, she gets it, and what does Renee get? This is like Renee had, I think Renee farmed maybe 10 times, tried to farm 10 times for this ring. Maybe that's at
I
the
never
most.
Tried to farm for the ring.
Well, that's true.
Ever.
Never. Never, ever. Ever.
I didn't care about the ring.
Ever. And she opens up her cash. What does she get? The Royal Ring of Grandeur.
I was like, oh, okay. I just kind of shrugged. And Jay was like, bang.
I was like, man.
Jay started freaking out.
I was like, that is nuts. So, Renee, she got a piece of jade gear, and I asked her how many pieces she had. She went and checked, and she already had 6 pieces just by itself.
Yeah, I had 6 pieces for a long time. Like you said, grats, Renee. Grats, and a little mean face. She's not too happy with that.
So,
but I had 6 pieces of jade gear for I don't know how long.
So she was kind of like, So I was telling Renee, you know, with the jade piece, it kind of, you know, it enables you to do this sort of gameplay of putting dots on folks and then, you know, consuming the dots. And so I showed her a video that Alachia has showed me of a guy, I can't remember his name, Tony. That's all I remember. Tony would, this guy from the UK, I think. And he was showing the power of the Jade Witch Doctor. He was running around. He was like, dot, 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 you know, and then he'll go, boom, and, you know, and all these mobs would just die, you know, from doing the Soul Harvest.
And Jay was like, are you going to say boom? I was like, nah, I'm not going to say boom.
So here's why Renee doesn't want to say boom. She doesn't want to say boom because she thinks the mobs aren't going to die.
If the mobs don't die and I say boom, I look like an asshole.
But this is what happens when we're playing now. We're running around and all of a sudden I hear Renee go, she would just start laughing because...
And the mobs just, because she just disappear.
She's destroying these mobs.
The mobs just go bye-bye. Like, and if I ever get my damage up high enough, I know it'll be even crazier.
And then,
Alachia says she needs to go take a sedative. maybe I should stop talking about my Jade Gear set. She's not happy with that at all.
Wow. She definitely had to take one after she finds out that not long after you got that last piece and you were running it, you got the doggone mask of germ.
I did. It's sitting in my my cache. Well, Surety has that. She has never got the mask of germ.
Oh, she does have mask.
Yeah,
it was Surety Tasker. It was Tasker and Theo that eluded her. Oh. That's right. But yeah, so
if I could give them to you, Alachia, I would.
Well, let me say this. I think, I don't know what's going to happen to me in Diablo. I mean, because, you know, Alachia and I had a talk about, you know, it, and she put it up on her Meta Talks channel on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
And you know, she's kind of not liking what they're doing. And Jimmy's been, he hasn't been under the weather. He's been under the weather a little bit. I mean, the only person I've really been playing with is Matt, Dark Anders.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I have been playing.
So you're
together.
Starting. So you like playing with people.
Yeah, I love playing with people. And so I started thinking today, I hate to say this, I was like, hey, so what's this Wildstar thing that everybody keeps talking about?
Well, you know, we played the freaking demo.
Well,
I mean, the beta.
Right. And it's kind of, and I'm kind of like, I was listening to Ladies of League, and Kim was talking about Wildstar and how she likes it and everything. And I'm just like, well, I'm not really playing with anybody anymore. So I'm just kind of like, you know, maybe I just pick up Diablo when I see other people playing.
Jimmy's having a massive heart attack.
Here's the thing. I mean, I could play by myself. I can. But I'm not gonna, you know, so here's my thing. I'm thinking about playing Wildstar, but one, I don't want to pay $60 for a game.
No.
So that's my only holdup right now.
And my thing is, I got these girls coming and I'm not playing anything when they get here. I know I'm not.
Right.
So, I'm not going to put any money down for Wildstar.
See, Jimmy tried to call me out, said he got Borderlands 2 and I left. I've been playing Diablo. Ain't nobody around. I'm just going to just say that.
He said you're going to make him go broke. Ain't messing around with you.
Is
he following you from game to game? You drop him. A bad habit.
There's no one playing Diablo right now. And I'm playing by myself.
Jay, it's been like 2 days of playing by yourself.
No, it hasn't. I've been playing... Dark Anders and I, him and I have been playing for the most part.
Diddy said you can get Wildstar for $20 off.
Where?
I don't know. He just said it in chat.
Would that
really make you get that?
For
$40?
$30?
Oh, no, it's $20 off.
Oh, $20 off? I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm real close. I have to say thank you to Gord the Nord.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me Prison Architect today.
Okay, cool. And that's the game where you can, that Rob talks about sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. So,
maybe I have a
Jay's love affair with Diablo is starting.
No,
to
my love affair,
wane.
My love affair is still there, but there's nothing for me to do right now except try to get my other characters, other stuff, and I'm doing a lot of rifts and everything else with you know, I'm trying to get my Crusader up and everything else to, you know, depart, you know, but after a while, I'm starting to feel like I did at the end of Wrath of the Lich King. Remember when I had the 10 70s.
Yes.
And I was running raids with my other aughts because my other characters were already geared. So I was running my other characters just to gear them up because I didn't need anything else. So I'm kind of like, you know, and then too, it doesn't help that all I'm getting from rifts right now are rings, you know. So
I actually went through that for a while, and that's all I got.
I
stuck with it. And look.
Oh, so
look at me now.
Oh, so Diddy Link Green Man Gaming. Me and Green Man Gaming, we don't get along for some odd reason. I have a little issue with them right now. And it goes.
James can be nice.
Well, here's the thing. It goes back to when you remember when we bought Witcher from Green Man Gaming.
I do.
And the trouble we had buying from them.
I do.
And it was just a horrible experience. And then what was the other game we bought from them? Was it Borderlands 2? It was Borderlands 2 we bought from them. It was a Steam code from Green Man Gaming.
Oh, yeah, and we had a problem.
It was last minute, and they ended up running out of keys after we paid, and they had to get more keys. And I was like,
we couldn't play right away.
I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with Green Man Gaming because they like the way they run their stuff. It seems like it's three guys running this stuff, and they half-ass doing it.
It's like a little tiny room.
Yeah. With an AC like mine.
These hit, sorry, it's 25%.
No, that's fine. Nice. I think I did see it. I don't know yet.
So that's the Valentine status on Diablo. Might drop Diablo like a bad
habit. I mean, honestly, you know, I may just end up, I even thought about picking Banished back up and playing it.
I barely remember Banished.
You know, so
that's how bad it is.
So I have been thinking about that.
But I did play a new game today.
Yep.
This weekend. I played Transistor.
Ah, the sister of Bastion.
Well, it's like the cousin. Some sort of like the cousin of Bastion.
The cousin of Bastion.
And I can see that. And it's pretty good. But for some reason, I hate choices in games now.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like I'm not making the right choice every time I make a choice. It's temporary. It'll pass. I normally love choices and not cookie cutter things, but I want something easy to do. But anyway, I'm liking it. It's cool. So you get these powers because you're like inside a machine you're like inside a computer.
Uh-huh.
And your powers are called functions, like functions and code. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But instead of dying, you lose one of your functions.
And
you have to restore it at a different point. And of course, I lost one of my functions already.
You don't like losing stuff?
No, but there has to be a penalty.
Okay.
I think I'd rather do that than, you know, because you have more than one function.
Uh-huh.
You can swap it in if you need it.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Jay, for purchasing Transistor.
Yep.
And plus, it's a female lead, which is lacking.
Protagonist.
Yeah, which is lacking in the gaming world.
Yeah.
I know E3 happened. Anything exciting for you for E3?
I barely remember anything. No.
Nope, me neither. I didn't really watch a lot of coverage.
We said E3 was, hey, Jay and Renee, look what's going to be on sale by the time you get around to playing it. I wished I had taken advantage of the PlayStation Plus of Destiny to play Destiny to see how it was. One of my things that is steering me away a little bit. See, with Destiny, I have to play a first-person shooter on a keyboard and mouse.
Because this is what you need to do, right?
It's easier for me to do it via keyboard and mouse and not with a controller. I just feel more accurate with a keyboard and mouse. I feel like I have more control than a controller. So that's my thing with Destiny. And then Thursday started the Steam sale.
Yeah, this is another game that Renee and Jay won't be playing. Everything is that.
But one game came on sale that we definitely wanted to pick up was the Telltale Wolf Among Us from the Fable comic series. So that came out. We heard a lot of great reviews for it. And we actually picked it up to play eventually.
Yeah, it was it was hard not to get it with it, the price being so low.
Right. Right. So. Yeah. So I'm trying to think if I have anything else.
I haven't been reading. It's pretty terrible. I've been watching a lot of reality TV and it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and jump into some food real quick.
The fridge is not prepared.
So, with food, I know Renee's kind of like, what are you going to talk about with food? Well, here to tell you, our freezer came in on Friday.
It did.
It came in on Friday. So, we have some things in there right now. And we've been thinking about, well, I've been thinking about. I know Renee's probably like, not me, you. been thinking about buying a food saver, which is a vacuum system for food. So you put food in it, you can make it or whatever, or you put it in raw and you put it on the vacuum thing, put it in the bag, vacuum, and it vacuums all the air out and it makes it last almost twice as long. You know, in the freezer, refrigerator, countertop, or whatever.
A clarification, you got a deep freezer, not just a freezer.
Yes, we got a deep freezer. A deep chest freezer, 7 cubic feet is what we have.
Freezer, come and bake it. No. We don't even buy... Get this. We don't even buy bacon in this house. Tell them, babe. Tell them.
Is that something we're supposed to brag about? Or you just want to just brag about?
No. I want to let Jimmy know the bacon is not the end-all, be-all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't get bacon.
I can't remember the last time we bought bacon.
The last time we bought bacon...
With the crumble bacon for salads,
was when... Well, strip bacon... The last time we bought strip bacon was when I made the Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Yes.
For family dinner.
Yep.
That was the last time we bought thick cut, straight up bacon. Yeah. So it's been a while. I mean, for breakfast...
I like bacon. For bacon, let the end all be all.
Yeah, so for breakfast, we do turkey sausage. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage. Actually... A lot of times when we do bacon, when we do bacon, it doesn't smell too great. But when we do get bacon, most time it's turkey bacon.
Most time it is turkey bacon.
But you get bacon when you go to like
Waffle House. Yeah, I love bacon in pancakes and bacon in waffles. That stuff's awesome.
Right.
No, we're not going to deep freeze the bacon in the breast milk.
Yeah. You know,
not doing that.
Maya and Zoe would like bacon flavored breast milk. You know what?
No, we're not doing
that. Are you going to put sugar in your breast milk?
No. People do that?
Your mama probably did.
No, she did not.
She put sugar in everything else.
Don't you start that rumor. And everybody going to think my mom put sugar in her breast milk when she breastfed us. You're a terrible person.
Put sugar in everything else? Here's some mashed potatoes.
No, she did not put sugar in mashed potatoes. The stuff that she put sugar in was what normally other people put sugar in. People normally put sugar in that stuff, Jay. Don't even.
Oh, man. So
my mom gonna kill you.
Oh, man. But no, so my question to all our listeners, if you could, we would love your freezer tips, meals that you make and freeze for later use, because we're going to have to try to think of things to do for when Maya and Zoe get here and we won't have time to fix anything. I mean, yeah, I can fill the freezer up for a bunch of Costco chicken patties, pizza, and everything else. But I like to see what our community, our friends and family and people that listen to us, what do you do for your freezer? I mean, what are your meals you put in there? Like,
oh, so you're thinking about getting the freezer meals together.
I mean, if possible. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
That is actually highly recommended before a baby.
Yeah, like, you know, I've heard people, you know, pre-making spaghetti sauce and then just putting the spaghetti in there, and they'll freeze the spaghetti in the freezer, in the regular freezer. Then they'll use the food saver so that when they're ready for pasta or something, they take out the spaghetti sauce, and I think they boil it in a bag or something. I don't know. But yeah, so I need your tips. We will love your tips. If you have a food saver, tell us your tips with a food saver or a vacuum system. You know, how do you make it work for you and your family? So that's some stuff that I want to learn, that I think it'll be good for us to learn. Because it is a change for us, you know, mm-hmm. because it's not just Renee and I any longer. And
we can't just eat like crap.
We can't be like, hey, you know, what are we going to eat? Oh, let's get Maya and Zoe together and let's just go to Taco Bell.
That's so sad.
For us.
I think of all the stuff we can't do anymore. No more just eating terrible. Because
Right.
Terrible.
So, yeah. So, I would absolutely love that from you all. So, I think this is the last week for the Frog Pants.
This is coming the last up. Week.
And we'll try to get that together and get that totals up to someone in the Nerdtacular.
Yeah, because, yeah. Next Monday.
Okay.
Because the Nerdtacular is next Friday.
Right.
So
we need to find out if Scott's doing a show next, if he's doing shows up to next week, or if he's taking off.
I'll
try to find out. Try to find out if he's going to be recording next week. If he's not, then we'll probably try to do it end of this week or something like that. Hey, you know what we need to do? Let's go ahead and talk with Mr. Johnny Feisty.
Odds and ends.
Who has an album out now?
Who?
Johnny Feisty does.
Johnny Feisty has an album out.
Yeah.
I knew that.
It's on iTunes. I'm trying to remember the name of the album.
I know he has a podcast too.
Yep. So
Sleep
Johnny,
with the Fishes. No, it's not that. Johnny Sleeps with the Fishes.
Hold on for one quick second. Let me find it real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Holding? Yeah, I'm holding on.
Hold on, guys.
I wonder if anybody out there has a dog that just stares at them. My dog is such a creeper. He has been staring at me for like an hour.
Okay. Juicy Melon Gems 80s, Volume
Juicy,
1.
Juicy Melon Gem.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. His. Well, Juicy Melon is his. Is the name he did music under. So his album is out. Here I'll put the link in the show notes, and also, Renee, I'm gonna have. Can you put this in the show notes? I'm going to put this in the chat
for
everybody.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes.
So. But yeah, his album art was done by, Joel Duggan. So, let's see here. You want to hear a little bit of this album?
Yeah, let's hear Juicy Melon Jim.
Let's hear a little bit of his album. And it's only $5.
Yeah.
Which I need to pick up.
Support.
So here we go.
Downtown, this is where we are. This is what we are. This is who we are. We are uniform, united, one in purpose. Downtown, this is what we do. This is how we look. This is how we move. We are rhythm. Together on the dance floor.
Makes me go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's so. Very, very, very relaxing.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, we have this. But yeah. So go check it out. It's 80s, Volume 1. Juicy Melon Gem. So we have birthdays.
We do. And we have a very important birthday today, which I can't talk about enough because it's Jay's birthday today. Ooh, ooh. It only comes around once a year. Ooh, ooh. So it's Jay's birthday.
It's my birthday.
I'm glad your daughters were not born on your birthday.
Am I glad?
No, I'm glad.
Why?
Because it's too early.
Okay. I would have been fine.
Even though they would have been covered by our deductible.
Yeah.
Man. But no, but I'm glad they didn't come today.
And then also my twin birthday person today, Jason Pike from my high school.
Okay.
His birthday was today. Also Joss Whedon. His birthday is today.
Ugh, we're not putting Joss Whedon.
Bruce Campbell's birthday is today.
We're not putting Bruce Campbell
either. And thanks to someone reminding me on Twitter, Chico DeBarge's birthday is today also.
So you share birthday with all these people.
Yes. I remember Chico DeBarge because I went to Hallmark. I don't know if your Hallmark had this. In the mall, you can go in and buy this printout. It was like $7 when I was a kid. And it would tell you everything that happened on your birthday.
No.
See, that's before the internet. So I had like a list of everybody's birthday. And I remember seeing Chico DeBarge's birthday. And I was like, oh, cool. Chico DeBarge's birthday is the same day as mine. So yeah.
Speaking of things that, do you remember those kiosks you could go to create a personalized card?
It was like that.
Oh, it was like that.
It was something like that.
I remember printing out a personalized card for my best friends and my little boyfriends. That was back in the day.
Yeah, it was really something like that.
Can't remember what it was called though. But yeah. It was like a jet printer basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Dot matrix.
Yeah, dot matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. And then tomorrow is Corey Clark's birthday.
It is.
As well as one of my coworkers, Chris Jameson. On Wednesday is a huge day.
Yeah.
We have Rob Wynn, Autograph Cat, Lisa Jensen, Alicia, Meredith Crawl. We also have Frankie. I am Frankie.
What? Frankie.
Yep. And another high school friend of mine, John Smith, who recently hurt himself pretty bad in a race car accident. He actually races cars.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, I have actually, it's not funny, but it's interesting that I have about three high school, people that I graduated with that they're racing cars. So, it's very cool. Thursday.
It is Scotty D's birthday on Thursday.
Thank you, Scotty D. And then on Friday,
it's Tom. I don't know.
We have Neil Todd.
Okay.
From the Tadpool, as well as Gravino.
What?
Yeah, his birthday is on Friday as well.
Man, people's parents were getting busy 9 months ago.
I know.
And then on Saturday, we have two birthdays. Tom Merritt's birthday is on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
And also, Josh Baldwin's birthday is on Saturday.
Who did those awesome Warcraft onesies
for I cannot wait to put those on.
I know.
That might have to be their coming home outfit, maybe, because it's too cute.
And then on Sunday, we have Jessica Hipps, who is Geek Girl from the Tadpool, as well as Justin Neal.
Yeah.
That is,
you can do it.
Mathanog.
Mathanathug.
Mathanathug.
Like I used to say, Mathanathug.
Mathanathug. And then also, my other coworker, Jerry Bayline. His name is Jerry Bayline. We're always on meetings together, and I always say, he's the skinny Jerry, I'm the good looking Jerry. And we laugh.
Skinny Jerry and good looking Jerry.
Yeah, but he's so a good guy. You met him before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember.
Yeah, he's awesome. But anyway.
Is his birthday on Sunday too, you said?
His birthday is on Sunday.
Well, awesome.
A lot of birthdays this week. As Renee said, people were getting busy.
Busy 9 months ago. Yo mamas and y'all daddies were getting. Your mama and daddies had sex. Take that.
Wait a minute. Birthdays today. Randy Jackson's birthday is today.
Oh my goodness.
Selma
Blair, Jason Mraz.
Really? I don't believe that. Jason Mraz's birthday today?
I mean, he has to have a birthday eventually.
His birthday today? I'll be damned. His birthday is today. Man. That's awesome, babe. My birthday's the bomb.
Yeah.
Man. Cool. Who else we have here? I'm looking here. There's a today's celebrity.
I can't even remember who's on my birthday. I can't ever remember.
Oh, I forgot William Rudolph's birthday. She was born.
Wilma. I think you said William.
No, Wilma. Oh, that's right. I do share a birthday with Clarence Thomas. I do remember that. Oh, so many memories of who. That's who. See who else. Memphis Bleck. Who's Memphis Bleck?
Bleck?
Yeah, B-L, some kind of rapper.
Yeah, Memphis Bleck. Yeah, I know who that is.
He must have been horrible. I don't remember him at all. Huh. That's interesting. Well. So, I have to say a shout out to Mo. Mo wished me happy birthday on Facebook, Twitter, G-Talk, and he texted me.
He wished you a happy birthday more times than I wish you a happy birthday. Mo is out there.
It was amazing.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hey.
He was like, have I told you enough today? Happy birthday. But nah, I just wanted to say hey to him, man. It's been a while since we talked to him. And it was good seeing him at Nerdtacular that year. And yeah. So if you guys want to reach us, you can do so. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook is ValentineCast. You can also call us, and they can do so at 415-75-VCAST. That is 415-758-2278.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
I have to thank everyone at Alpha Geek Radio for allowing us to live stream this there. Thank you for listening there. Also, I have to thank Pretty Lights Music, Andrew Allen Trio. Thank you guys for allowing us to use your music during our show. And I have to ask you, Renee. What were you doing when I pointed to you the first time?
I was looking at Baby Center.
Oh, you're awesome and amazing. That's why I love you so much.
I will never lie to you. I was looking at the Baby Center. I was thinking if our kids were going to be ugly or not last week. It's always something.
Everyone, yes. You can leave voicemail. We always get voicemail from Blue Cross Blue Shield of America in California.
We should play that sometimes.
And we have played it one time. I know Jimmy asked me why did I have a California area code. And I said because that was the only place I can get VCast at the end. So thank you everyone for watching us live. Thank you for being a part of our lives. Thank you so much. And I have to say, woo woo, happy birthday. Woo woo.
A lot of you say your mama started ovulating September 30th.
Yeah, everybody's mother.
That was born today? Not necessarily. That's if ever you were you born in 9 months? Maybe.
I think I was late. No, what? Think about it. I have to ask mom that. I think I was late. Just like us ending this show right now.
Late.
Well, Renee has two things to say.
Boops.